This season we saw F1 racing in Korea for the first time. Let's not forget that. Next season we're going to see a Grand Prix in India. And now it looks as if Russia may get in on the act as well. That follows news that Russian car maker Marussia Motors has bought a multi-million pound shareholding in Virgin Racing, who actually failed to score a point last season. The team's going to be known as Marussia Virgin Racing from next year. On the line now is Graham Loudon, the head of Virgin Racing, to tell us a bit more about that. Good evening, Graham.
Evening. Hi, guys.
Well, good, thanks. Tell us a bit about the deal, then.
Well, Marussia were one of our sponsors who supported the team right from the launch in December of last year. So we got to know the guys from Marussia throughout the year. And probably from about Monaco onwards, they started talking about wanting to get more involved. And it's culminated in the announcement last week that they've taken a major investment. And they're also continuing and increasing their sponsorship as well.
Extra money for you, and if so, where will you be spending it, in what areas?
Yeah, extra money, and like anything in Formula One, it gets directed at the technical platform. You know, it was a tough year coming into Formula One and doing it with you know, such a short lead time. Mm. People forget the new teams, although we were achieved an entry in June of last year. We didn't actually have any technical rules to work to until around about August of last year. And so we had a pretty short time to put everything together. I think all three new teams did a decent job considering that short time. But like most of the other new teams, we've been focused pretty much, well, for a long time now on 2011 car. Mm. And so obviously quite a lot of the investment is going towards that.
Let me ask you, Graham, looking back at the 2010 car then, if you like, apart from having a petrol tank that couldn't, I think it's fair to say, couldn't really carry enough fuel to take you to the end of the race, what else do you think went wrong for you last season?
It was the sort of thing that would be normal teething problems in any, you know, in any new team. So it's the complicated areas, hydraulics and things like that. Obviously, the fuel tank was well publicised, which was unfortunate because it was quite a technical problem. And the problem with that was it was fairly easy to characterise it that the tank was too small. But like most things in Formula One, the problem was way more complex than that. You know, it's the sort of things that the existing teams will have ironed out years and years and years and years ago. But for anybody new coming into Formula One, these things bite you and you have no time at all. It's a relentless sport. Mm. But I think it's fair to say most of the new teams have got over those niggles. And, you know, when you look back at this season and you look at how many races that we finished, it's not that different from the first year when Toyota came in, and they came in with an enormous budget and a 2-year run up to it. So, you know, the new teams have done pretty well, all considered.
Eddie, let me ask you a complete contrast in the two teams, if you like, that we just spoke to. We just recently spoke to Andy Stevenson, team manager of Force India. You know, they finished seventh, I think 68 points behind. Now we're speaking to Graham, head of Virgin Racing. They failed to get a single point. Do you think sometimes people underestimate just how difficult it is to get started in F1?
Listen, Formula One, it's easier now than it was years before, in a way, because now you're allowed to use the gearbox and certain other parts you can go to McLaren, pay them give them a big check, and you can get gearbox and rear suspension, I think. So it's a bit easier, but it's still a huge undertaking because the costs are enormous. You know, now the engine costs are greatly reduced from a few years ago because, you know, we used to use, on a day of testing, you'd maybe use 1.5 engines, you know. So now it is easier, but it's still an enormous undertaking financially and technically. And that's one of my big criticisms of Virgin. I think their technical group was very, very weak. And I think their idea of designing a car in a wind tunnel, you know, if guys like Adrian Newey need a wind tunnel, I can't understand how Mick Wirth does not need one. Could you answer that, Graham, for me?
Well, if you look at our progress in aero, you know, we kind of chart the improvement in downforce almost on a daily, if not weekly, basis. We've managed to keep up quite easily with the progress that Mike Gascoigne was achieving Midlothian, and he was using a traditional method of wind tunnels, and we